I mean, really, this was a garden variety extramarital affair between two lawmakers. And, you know, sort of what ramped it up were a couple of things. One is the element of, well, hypocrisy, that Todd Corser and Cindy Gamrat are two Tea Party Republicans who have been very vocal about moralizing about traditional marriage, that they've been, big critics of the Lansing culture. The other thing is just the scheme that either they or maybe Todd Corser on his own, it's not clear yet which it is, cooked up, which was to use, it is a political tactic. It is called a false flag sometimes. And what Todd Corser appears to have done is come up with this over-the-top rumor of involving him paying for hookups with men and being drunk and addicted to drugs and porn. And the idea was, one, to make it seem like it was all just, if the affair came to light, that it would all just be part of the same swirl of rumors, but also that the reality would be tame in comparison to the actual rumor. And, you know, it would give Corser the chance to sort of push back and just say that this is just the sort of unseemly rumor mongering that's tainting politics these days. It was actually an element of his primary campaign to win the seat. He's in his first term.
What does Todd Corser say that he sent the email?
Well, Corser said that he was a victim of a blackmail attempt, although even if he's correct that what he's talking about here doesn't really rise to the legal definition of blackmail. No one asked for a consideration for money or something like that. He was basically told that you need to resign or I, the, you know, quote unquote blackmailer, am going to make public what you've been, you know, what you've been up to. He said that he sent out that email in order to smoke out the person who was trying to force him into quitting.
Hmm. Cindy Gamrat talked to the press last Friday. Let's hear a clip from that.
Although I am not proud of my personal conduct, in regards to my position as state representative of the 80th district, I believe that an open and honest investigation will vindicate me.
Rick, is there an official investigation?
Yeah, right now there is an internal investigation that's being carried out by the House Business Office, which is typically, you know, responsible, among other things, for personnel matters, making sure that the rules are followed. And certainly the business manager has done things like told lawmakers they need to pay back the state if they do something out of their official office that just touches too close to campaigning. But, you know, in this case, especially since some people are talking about the possibility of there actually being criminal charges, you know, the business manager is not someone who's necessarily familiar with things like, you know, the chain of possession and evidence and those sorts of things. And so the idea is that first he'll look and see if there is a violation of the rules, but then if he finds some evidence of criminal wrongdoing, it's his job to turn it over to the proper authorities, whether that's the attorney general or the state police or whomever.
Many people are calling for Corser to resign. If he doesn't,
and Gamrat too. Yeah,
what could be done to remove them?
Well, there are certainly, you know, elements in state law and the Constitution that talk about, you know, what it takes for someone to be removed, and it involves a violation of a felony involving a violation of the public trust and things like that. You know, but the reality is that if you can get 2/3 of the House to vote to remove a member, then, you know, for any reason, then they're removed. The state constitution says the House is the sole determiner of who is fit to serve in the House. And so, you know, for whatever reason, like I said, if you get 2/3 of the members of the state House of Representatives to vote to expel someone, they're expelled and there's really no appeal.
Rick Pluta is Capitol Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network. Thanks for coming on.
Oh, always a pleasure, David.
And you're listening to Morning Edition on Interlochen Public Radio.